Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Former Oriole, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, and of course MLB Network, let's welcome in Bill Ripken. Bill, good morning. What's happening?
Good morning, guys. I don't know if I can make any sense of anything, to tell you the truth right now, but we got the rain's finally moving out. We got a double dip today. Come on.
Let me ask you this before we get to the Orioles, the offseason and the postseason. Aaron Judge goes yard 62. He breaks Roger Maris's American League record. Barry Bonds with 73 is the leader in the record book. In my opinion, Bill, is the record book should just keep the stats. It's an inanimate object. Leave it to us to editorialize. In your opinion, and you've been around baseball for many, many years, you were born into it, who is the all-time home run king?
Yeah, I tell you what, it happened with Bonds. Do you have asterisks kind of surrounding that whole thing? Yes. I like to think right now I'm looking at Aaron Judge being that record holder. I also look at Hank Aaron being the record holder for totality of homers, and that's just the way I'm wired and what I work. Was there 100% proof anything went wrong with Barry Bonds? No. But usually when there's an awful lot of smoke, there's some flame or some fire somewhere. And to me, I think that's up to us. Like you said, you can put it in the record books, but then everybody can have their own story on it and kind of deal with it. So for me, what Aaron Judge did last night, that 62, that's the one that I'm looking at.
Now, Bill, for the Orioles, the success is the story of 2022 as they exceeded all expectations, 30 wins more than 2021. Now you go into the offseason with expectations of improving the team and becoming true contenders the next year. What needs to happen for Mike Elias to achieve this liftoff that he had mentioned himself?
Well, I think some of the young kids that have come up and have done some things, they're going to have to continue that growth. It's been my experience when you watch a team make this big move like Baltimore did as far as the wins, losses are concerned, necessarily that always holds true in the next year. It could be a little bit of a standstill. Could it be a little bit of a step back? Possibly. But there was enough to look at this year for people to be excited about next year. I like these young guys that are coming up and standing on the mound. These guys have done some things that I do truly like. So how do you build on that? What do you do? What's your key move in the offseason or two? And it doesn't have to be a huge splash. When we look back at this year, we should think that Jordan Lyles was a pretty good move that was made by the Orioles. He could be one where he's got the $11 million option, I think, Bob, that we've talked about. I picked that up like that. Don't even think about it because I think he had an influence. Now, me being on the way outside looking in, that's my take on it. The other thing he did, he took the ball every fifth day. He threw his innings. He did his job. And is he a one starter? No. Is he a two starter? No. But if you get a three or four out of Jordan Lyles that goes out there and pitches six innings every time he takes the ball every fifth day and has an influence on some young guys, I think you got something worth $11 million. So those are the kind of moves that you might want to make again. Who do you bring in? Who do you bring in to help some of these young kids grow? You know, staff can do an awful lot. But sometimes a guy that goes out there that's been around the block or two sees these guys and can give them a nugget or two, which help them, I think can actually help these kids catapult further in the future.
Hey, Bill, are you glad that Grayson Rodriguez is not getting a start today?
Look, we can look at that a lot of different ways. I'm okay. To me, the thing for Grayson Rodriguez is to spend an offseason that's healthy, get ready for spring training, and go in and make the splash. I think everybody's looking at a certain way. Does him coming out and making one start at the end of the year, does that make a difference for next year? I don't think so. Because I think if you make an opening day roster and you have your first start of the year next year, there's going to be still that same adrenaline pump. There's not going to be this is old hat. You got kind of crappy weather sitting around us, and to try to force something in, the square peg into the round hole, doesn't necessarily always work. And I think for him to be healthy, come into spring training with a chance to make the club, because I guarantee they're slotting him there. They're thinking about it. So you've already got that advantage right there. So him going out throwing 3 1/3 today and giving up 4, or throwing 5 and giving up 2, to me doesn't matter any in this situation for his future.
Hey, Bill, how big a difference, or how big advantage for the home teams in the playoffs, you know, because they get all their games at home?
It's an interesting situation. And, boy, you know, when we put new rules in, because what you're talking about, there's no more one-game wild card.
Right.
It's 3 games at the higher-seeded place. And if I look at the matchup with Seattle going to Toronto, for example, Seattle just broke a drought of the longest, what, 4 major sports in North America as far as making the playoffs. They got to go into Toronto. So the Seattle fans might not ever see a playoff game. That's the realization when you think about it. I actually look at the home field advantage for Toronto, for example, as being a bigger lift than maybe Cleveland having it over Tampa. Because if Tampa is the type of team that they – look, they're used to this disrespect and nobody thinks they're good and they just go play. But Toronto's this young group that they're starting to feel it a little bit too. And if Toronto can smack Seattle for a couple games – and put that jacket on several times with these youngsters hitting homers, I think that could catapult them through the playoffs. So I think in that particular case, the home field is huge. I actually think in the National League, St. Louis getting it where Philadelphia goes in, because I think those teams are more evenly matched than maybe records look like or thoughts look like. I think St. Louis needs that, but I still think Philadelphia might be able to surprise them. But I think they'd have a much better chance if they were at home.
Bill Ripken joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Who wins the Padres-Mets? Who's going to be happy, Manny or Buck, when it's all said and done, Bill Ripken?
Wow. You know what? I feel for the Mets right now. I was on the desk last night, and we were having some conversations. Did the Braves win the East, or did the Mets lose it? And I don't think the Mets lost the East, because we looked at every month. They never had a losing month this year. And then you look at the Braves, and yes, I understand they just had a 3-game set and the Braves swept them, so shame on the Mets. Really? The Braves had the best record in all of baseball since start of June, and that includes the 110-win Dodger team. So I think in this particular case, the Braves just went out and took it. The one thing I do not like there is – I still think there should be a tiebreaker, game 163, if you will, because I can't look at the Mets, and I know today's game has to be played, but the Mets are not going to put their best effort out there. Either is Atlanta, because this thing's already been decided. But if I look at the Mets, they're 161. 100 wins in 61 season, so is the Braves right now. I can't have a 10-9 19-game series decide that. I could have the 10-9 game decide where the 163's played. Okay, Atlanta hosts it. But I just can't see that there, and I think baseball should reconsider the tiebreaker scenario moving forward.
Bill Ripken, always great to talk to you. Bill, enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday and enjoy the playoffs this week. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
And to answer your question, Buck's going to be smiling on the inside, not on the outside, because he never does.
There you go.
The Mets are going to win this series at home and have a little redemption.
All right, Bill, thanks, man. Have a good one.
All right, boys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.